This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Welcome to Life's a Draft, the podcast where the topics are wide open and always on fire.
Welcome to Season 6, Episode 10, the season finale of Life's a Draft. On this podcast, we pick topics and draft our top choices. Fans and listeners vote to determine the winners after each episode. Please follow the podcast on Instagram at Life's a Draft. The website is in the podcast description. On this episode, we will answer some more listener questions and, of course, draft a new topic. Before we get drafting, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. Things are back to normal. The house is loud. The house is a mess and everything is chaos. Looking forward to the full week ahead, full of family, food, and football. Cheyenne is here.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Gobble, gobble.
Gibble, gobble.
It's that time. About to get down with some Thanksgiving grub. Excited to see family. And even though his team is awful, he gets to watch them on Thanksgiving, hopefully beating the trash Cowboys. Bomar is here.
Yep. Guys, I've watched the Commanders lose on a 75-inch TV first time. It was awful. Depressed. They need to fire Ron Rivera today or tonight. Bye-bye.
Nice flex on a TV. You all paid up on that?
Dude, cheap son.
Lay away.
0% interest.
They do have like payment plans now. Crazy.
Using a new mic, cleaned his smoker for Thanksgiving preps this week, and recently went to another Bucks game. Catman is here.
Yeah. Traeger is already good to go. Scrubbed for Wednesday. I'm smoking a turkey on Wednesday to just make it easy on Thursday. The maple hickory artisanal hardwood blend. Smoke pellets are purchased. The turkey blend special. Yeah. I want to talk about bougie. I spent $30 yeah. on wood pellets this week for my turkey. So hopefully it's fire. The lady at Ace, I even asked me, she was just like, are these wood pellets? And I was like, yeah, it's for smoking a turkey. And she's like, why? And I was like, because of the flavor. It's different flavoring. It's like meant for the turkey. And she wasn't impressed, so I just was like, take my pellets and leave.
She sounds like a loser.
Yeah, good times.
Helped his girlfriend move from South Carolina to Delaware, decorated for Christmas already, and hasn't done any of the exercises drafted last episode. Birdo is here.
Yeah, it's been a very busy week. Exciting. Huge thank you to Bo Moore and Amanda Moore for saving me hours of time and labor and helping get stuff to her new house. So that was a very busy day. The finish line's in sight. She's almost unpacked.
Full day of par three, golf, beverages, and the Falcons not ruining his Sunday. J-Cat is here.
What's up, everybody? Shamrock was a little fast today, a little wet. Doesn't make any sense. But it was both of those things. There was a crosswind. I played like dog balls. But we went to Irish Eyes afterwards, had some natural lights, some chili cheese tots, so it was a good time. But we're here. It's Sunday night. Are you ready for some draft ball? Woo! It's a Sunday night party!
Draft ball. Buzz balls. And I'm your host, Eric, doing some holiday shopping, get ready for Turkey Day. I'm ready for the season finale. If you want to help promote us, you can get some Lifes of Draft merchandise from tpublic.com. They have all sorts of goods with our logo just in time for Christmas. Check for the link on our Facebook page, website, and at the top of the voting page. TPublic often has sales, so wait for one and save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Lifes of Draft swag today. With that being said, here are the results of the worst exercises draft. Before I reveal the results, we need to clarify what the loser has to do. The sixth place finisher. Does everyone agree to do a set of the first round picks? Is that what was agreed upon?
I didn't know anyone agreed on that.
Yeah, we did.
We talked about it a couple times. Not
one set, yeah, three
like
times.
10 of each or something? 10 of each or something? Mm-hmm.
Three times. Three sets.
Three sets? Know, that's come three on, sets. Man. One set. I'm old.
Man up, boy.
This is starting to feel a little too real.
It's possible. I think I'm in sixth place, so I'm just digging my own grave here.
You have to do the overall winner. That's what the...
No.
Well, I think we just talked about each first round pick, right?
Can we do like a YouTube thing on that?
The deal was...
So the set would be burpees, distance running, suicides, lunges, push-ups, and air squats.
I'd do that. I ain't scared.
I'm gonna pay my my hospital bill, my ankle snaps on the first suicide that I attempt.
I'm doing a mash dash Thanksgiving morning.
If I got last place,
walk run.
I'm gonna exercise and take that first pick in this draft with a smile on my face. I'm also
tell you what, Shine,
my first pick.
I know a lot of people were loving the rope climb pick, which was the last overall pick. Many people were talking about that I talked to.
But none of us had to do it.
I know.
Yeah, like everyone was terrified of the fact that they might have to do it. That was the thing.
Fear of the unknown.
Remember just sitting in your squad, looking up in the corner.
Maybe the rope's like an elevator, and if you're not scared to get on it, it just carries you up. We don't know. Maybe it's not as bad as we think it is. Maybe it's like, I'll get you up to the top of this old gym. Let's go.
That's hard.
It's the only one that you could actually die doing.
That's why they outlawed it in Delaware, along
like
with
here,
the shorts and the javelin.
Here's this 1-inch thick foam mat that will break your fall.
Yeah. From 40,
made,
from
made
30
by
feet.
The lowest bidder.
They do it at my school.
Really?
Yeah, I see it. The ropes come down, and there's like a couple mats down there, and kids try to climb it.
Population control, they'll do anything nowadays.
Can't do dodgeball, but we can climb a rope to the ceiling.
Yeah. You can dodge a rope, you can dodge a ball.
Oh, boy. Let's get on with it, bro. Who's last place? Rip off the Band-Aid, Rob.
All right. In sixth place, with one less vote than fourth and fifth place. Comments include, these are hard. Team name with 5.6% of the votes, let's get physical.
Shuttle Run killed me.
Batman's team. Sixth place.
He said he wasn't scared.
We need Facebook Live on this.
He's ex-military. I think if anyone is cut out to do it, it's him or Bomar.
I'll do it.
And Catman is in. So someone needs to video him doing a set
each. I'll have Autumn do it. I'll do like a Jalen Ramsey hype video. Some Creed music,
background music
in the background. We'll do it.
You're the best around. I stand by my comment that J-Cat's team is just unbelievable. Is anyone willing to do J-Cat's team before we even get to his rank?
Amount of relief right now for me is just unbelievable.
I'll just say, like, I don't think anyone's team is good. they're all terrible. Like, they're all equally not good. And I don't know if people picked them like they were their favorite or if they like they just don't like doing
that. No, they picked for the worst. They were adamant about which ones they hated. I think it was
I love box jumps. They're great.
No. No. Well, we had a tie for fourth and fifth. Voting went out to everyone in the pod.
Now I'm going to tell you guys something. Obviously, I'm in the fourth and fifth. I'm a tie. If you guys don't vote for my team, it's rigged because I have not gone and beat this tiebreaker yet. And I think it's been, I don't know how many tiebreakers there's been. I'm just telling it right now.
Well, nobody knows because I sent them individually which team to vote for. But tied for fourth and fifth place. And in fifth place, losing a tiebreaker 3-1. Comments include, I hate Indian runs and lunges and squats are the devil.
He's choking.
Bomo's team skipping leg day, 7.3% of the votes. 7% of the votes.
So I gave him fifth place.
Correct.
You boys.
Bo, I picked you.
Fifth place.
I voted for yours, Bo. I picked you.
I'm telling you, I haven't won a tiebreaker.
I've voted for you in the past, not this time.
Sorry, the Native American trot pick was offensive to me.
I need more than one vote, guys. two fifth place finishes and two ties the last two drafts. Awful. And then my boys don't vote for me, so.
Awful.
It's not about you, Bomar. It's about the team. It's about the team. And what in fourth team? Place, in fourth place with no comments, my team, pump, pump, pump it up. 7% of the votes. Fourth place. In third place with 16.9% of the votes.
Podium boys.
Comments include, suicides are just a miserable energy drain and crunches make my body hurt differently than any other exercise in the world. Awful. And I took the approach of a fifth grader for this one. Most of the stuff we did in gym was awesome, especially because it wasn't schoolwork. I remember one day in gym, they made an obstacle course. We ran it the whole class. It was rope swinging and jumping over the horse thingy with the springboard, up the bleachers, jump into a stack of wrestling mats, climb over this padded wall, high bar with mats strapped to it, then slide under these football log things, knee slide in sweatpants. It was freaking awesome. A few of us teamed up to get through it by working together, lapping all the geeks, nerds, and dorks. I probably could have done it all day. Herdo's team, Gaim, what's a Gaim? Third place.
I love that the order of this is going to be going from, hopefully, because I think I'm least fit to most fit, from first to last.
I was thinking about that too as it shook out, but I think you should know that you don't have a chance of winning first place in this shine. Second place.
The burpee was better than the Cup.
Comments include, rope climb. I have PTSD from rope berms.
Yeah.
Credit should be given for mere dangling technique. And besides jumping rope, none of this stuff is actually helpful for most sports. And the rope just provides an obstacle for simple plyometric work. Shine's team, calorie crushers, 19.7% of the votes.
Cheers to that.
Plus the peer pressure fact of like having to climb the rope in front of the entire gym class.
And I apologize for my awful entree pick in about a few minutes.
Shook.
Oh boy.
Next time we had the ropes hanging in gym class, I'll see if I can do it. I will try.
Yes, I can.
I'll try, man.
You can get like no two way. Pulls, maybe.
How
maybe
far?
Two pulls.
Well, when it happens, it's typically towards the end of the year, in a station. Like our gym teacher has random stations, and I'll see about climbing it, and I'll
tell them to put it down tomorrow. You'll be there with no students.
Mountain climber station.
Drop them ropes.
Just do mountain climbers for 30 seconds.
I might have to train for it.
I'll text them and tell them to get the ropes down tomorrow.
The wheels are spinning right now. I told you, J-Cat, your team was unbelievable.
J-Cat.
You think I didn't know that?
You might have had, I don't know if it was the overall percentage of all time, but 43.7% of the votes. Wow.
It was brutal.
Comments include, bear crawls are the devil. I love the battle rope, but I'd rather strangle myself with the rope than do burpees. Because burpees are the worst thing ever invented. Definitely a beast team. After doing one of each of those, pull out the defibrillator. And The worst part of any exercising experience is vomiting. This team will get you there the fastest. As a side note, I really want to see Shine complete these. I volunteered a video. That didn't happen, but J-Cat's team, what up? First place.
Good job, J-Cat. Congratulations.
That's how you meet adversity and bounce back, boys. Sixth place finish, and we turned that bad boy right around to a first place finish. Suck it, Batman. The reason why I know that team was great, because I've done every single one of those exercises, and they all suck from a personal point of view and from a wide point of view. That's expertise. I may not look like I exercise. I run a lot of things. My mouth, my charge card, and I don't run a lot of miles. But I know bad exercises when I've experienced them. So let's go.
10 seconds into battle ropes, you immediately realize how out of shape you are.
You're like why did I even agree to do this? Yeah.
Do you have any guilt in knowing that the burpees was just dominant?
No, I have zero guilt whatsoever. Like
knowing it was a Reese Cup pick.
Yeah, why is a Reese Cup pick
tough? No, it wasn't your fault. I'm not saying you're wrong.
I'm just curious. Do you wonder how it would shake out if you didn't have burpees?
His team was pretty brutal otherwise.
I think, in all honesty, you put burpees on another team, I still think my team would go toe-to-toe with it.
I can't argue with that. Can't argue that.
Yeah.
Burpees.
Wow. Awful.
It's a Mahomes pick.
Here's what we should have drafted. The one in Bloodsport where Jean-Claude Van Damme has his arms and legs tied to some trees, and he has to force them to bend towards him by moving his arms and legs down. Sledgehammer on a tire is stupid. Flipping a tire is stupid. I personally hate agility ladders, but I see their value. Sit-ups and crunches are bad for your spine. Planks are better. The farmer's walk. Bulgarian split squats. Kipping pull-ups. Bench press. Aztec push-ups. Have dentists on speed dial and expect some chin stitches. Weighted step-up. Hit sprinting.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Jumping jacks. Not hard, but just the worst. I disagree. I like jumping jacks. They have no point, and they look idiotic, and they are embarrassing for fat people. Bear crawl suicides.
Amen.
Are bear crawl suicides a real thing? Because that would be the worst thing ever.
I'll say this. Rob, you can eliminate the entire first round team if you do a full suicide in a bear crawl. I'd rather see that. I would love to see that. Once
hate bear crawls, man. I said that in the pod.
Nah, do the whole thing. We need multiple videos. Bear crawl suicides. Dips, having weights on your legs and walking all day, lateral raises, the pacer test, sweating to the oldies, yoga, and anything from P90X. Those are the things that we should have drafted.
Hip pull-ups are not as hard as pull-ups. So
no, they went out of there. It's like a half pull up, and you.
Yeah.
Oh, I did 35 kipping pull ups. It's like
what's
no,
that?
You
when did, you jump up?
No, that's where you see CrossFit dudes.
You swing, like, and they swing. You go pull up.
Looks like that.
Looks like you had a rave.
Their whole body. They look like a flounder doing pull ups.
If you're listening, please rate and review the podcast. The more reviews, the more people we will reach. Before we get to the draft, I want to tell the listeners about a new product. If you have trouble focusing, lack creativity in your job or personal lives, or if you need a pick-me-up in the morning, then this is for you. I never drink coffee, but I do feel sluggish sometimes walking into a room full of students. I recently discovered a product called Magic Mind. I know we've talked about it the last couple episodes, but it's the world's first productivity shop, and I'm telling you, it's great. I'm dialed in at work. It's amazing. I'm less stressed, calm, and focused. I even have more patience with my students, and that is something I need. Magic Mind is still a daily fixture of my morning routine. The energy and focus I have in my classroom are great. Tomorrow is parent-teacher conference day. We're working 12 hours, and Magic Mind is just what I need for a day like that. If you don't believe me, JCAT, I know how's Magic Mind helped you since you started taking it?
Magic Mind is fantastic. You're the morning guy. I'm the afternoon guy. I use it for my afternoon pick-me-up, and I'm telling you right now, in terms of my productivity and my ability to focus on things later on in the day, whether it be work or personal life, it's completely different on Magic Mind. It's easy. It's quick. I take one in my lunch bag every day, throw it in there, take the shot real quick when I need it, and I'm good to go. Like I said, usually around 2:30, something of that nature. But yeah, it's got everything I'm looking for not having to grab a sugary energy drink, another cup of coffee or something like that. It's just a little shot, pop it up, and then boom, we're down the road and we're getting things done. So love it.
Nice. Magic Mind is one of the few companies with 100% money back guarantee, no questions asked. There's really no risk. If you don't like it, they refund you in a couple hours. Check it out. MagicMind.com is all the information. But when you're ready to order, go to www.magicmind.com/life, where you can get 56% off if you subscribe. And if you don't like it, you still get a refund. But you can also use a special code from us, life20, and get an extra 20% off. What's not to like? Ditch the Dunkin', drink some Magic Mind for so many benefits. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Now it's time to draft. Ooh, boom shakalaka.
Well, boys, Thanksgiving's right around the corner. And this week's draft is our best meal. And we are going to draft one entree, two sides, a dessert, and a beverage that all pair well together. And the wrinkle to this draft is that it can be drafted in any order. So you can pick an entree first. You go with your sides, your drink. As we get drafting, let the strategery begin. Catman coming in hot, coming in winded. First pick, Catman.
Wow, I didn't know we could like pick drinks in the first round. So my whole draft board is set up like a chance. Mm-hmm. I can't. I need to stay the course.
I don't think that's. I think the entree is going to set the tone for the rest of your meal.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, that's what I'm thinking.
Sure about that. But with him drafting first, when he gets to begin,
I can put one top center right now that would set the tone for the rest of the draft.
Yes, it would. I know exactly. I'm on that wavelength. I know what it is.
Are you talking about a drink?
Maybe. So, but you're lucky. I don't really care for it too much, so I'm not going to take it first overall.
I think I'm really curious to see what you guys are going to do because, like, I've been thinking a lot about it. I have meals mapped out with like different sides, like substitute. And it's just, curious where you guys are going with it.
I just thought of something. This entire prep, I was thinking of dinner. It doesn't have to be dinner.
No.
It's true. That is true.
I don't care. I'm staying with what I got.
Wow.
That's...
And I'll tell you what, the other one you're thinking of, bro, has five nice things lined up, too.
And no one's going to pick any other one. You can't, if you pick a different meal, you got everything you want.
I'm just going with what I was going to take first overall. And I'm going entree, whiskey glazed tenderloin.
Whiskey glazed tenderloin.
Like pork tenderloin?
No, beef. A whiskey glazed tenderloin.
Do you want me to specify whiskey glaze? Because I feel like
That's what it is.
Okay.
All yeah. Right. You.
So does that now take steak off the table? I mean, that's what it is.
Nope. I don't think so. Because
okay.
That's all specific. Beef is all beef off the table. Like I don't think
tenderloin is different than steak.
Yeah, it is. It's a different cut of meat. But your son should know that.
I know, but you cut it down into steaks.
It just sucks because.
I mean, what if someone takes a potato side or all potatoes off? And there would be a whiskey glazed there'd be a tenderloin and a steak dish on a menu. It wouldn't just be
and
like.
There's, and to me, there's different steaks too. So.
Yeah.
Not only to you, but the rest of the world, though.
I was going to say.
I'm just saying. So we're picking entree. You're taking tenderloin off for steaks. That's our.
No,
because you can't do that.
Whiskey glaze, tenderloin. If there's anything whiskey glaze, bourbon glaze, anything along those lines, I'm usually ordering it. If I'm at a restaurant, that's kind of how I approach the draft. Whenever I've had it, it like melts in your mouth, banging. That's my entree.
Tender vittles.
Yeah.
All right. He said he's like nobody's picking my pick, and I was like,
I don't think anyone's I feel like my draft board is very specific to me, and if I picked like I was doing entree, side, dessert, and drink. That's how I have my draft board. So
I've never had that before. It sounds good though.
It's bang, right?
Me neither.
I'm coming out to Green Bay for that.
All right, Bomar, second pick in the draft. Whiskey glazed is gone.
And so there's two meats. And they kind of fall off the same as Rob's, but I'm going to go with the one from Harvest Tide, specifically the Monica State money. They cook it in like a butter sauce, and they kind of like crisp it on the outside. And the Delmonico steak has its fat in it, so it just like melts in your mouth. I'm telling you right now, you guys go to Harvest Tide, you get Delmonico steak. It is freaking good.
Done it. I back you up on that one, Bo.
Delmonico steak is a great cut of beef, dude. It's just unreal.
I don't like fatty steaks.
Harvest Tide is legit.
Woo! Fat equals flavor, baby. That's why I'm so good.
Wow. What you gonna do, bro? You going for the...
Where are you going, man?
What you gonna do, kid? You won't go with a side.
I am going with a side. I'm gonna throw a wrinkle in this thing. There's so many entrees out there that compare with these sides. That's why I'm just trying to determine which one I want. I've been thinking about it. I knew I was going to be like early pick, and I still didn't know to this moment like what I'm going to pick. I'm just freaking out, man.
Oh, you're going to do it.
See, there's an entree I want that I know Bobby wants, but I'm not trying to take that yet. Because I think the side is more of a banger. All right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to try something different. I'm going with the side. Some people get it as an entree, but that's not what I want it for. I don't consider it an entree, especially when your kid tries to order it. It's made of noodles, and there's lots and lots of cheese in it. Yeah. And it goes with lots and lots of different proteins. I'm going straight up mac and cheese. Mac and cheese is that comfort food that gets
mac and cheese.
It could be like a four cheese cheddar. It could be like Chester Cheeto. They have mac and cheese. We had that recently. Just mac and cheese is delicious. Any type of pasta can be in there. I'm going mac and cheese. And it's going to affect the rest of my draft. So I can just wipe off some of my entrees right now because they don't pair well with that. But I wanted to get it. Feel like it's a big staple. I'm going mac and cheese. Mac and cheese.
Only one of my entrees are taken at this point, which... I thought I'd be left with one in this position. I cannot pass this up. I can't do it. The problem with this pick is it's going to make my sides tough. I don't care. Like, what is the food that we eat more than anything? What is the food that is your go-to? I just have to pick pizza.
I had it last night.
My number one, pizza, and I will figure out the rest as I go. I might go with drink number two. I don't know what people are going to vote for it because they're going to see steak and they're going to see all these other things like, pizza's like, come on, man. Who doesn't want pizza every day?
Body.
I ate it for dinner last night and I ate it for dinner tonight.
I have a $75 gift card.
All I'm going to say to J-Cat and Shine, y'all know what side needs to get snatched up to throw an even bigger wrench into Bobby's, Bobby's plan right now. So I'm not saying you got to, throw in the towel, but it's a huge, it was the side I was going to pick if I didn't take mac and cheese.
Yeah, my side's an entree, my number one side.
You ain't thinking buffalo wings don't count as a side.
They sure do. They most certainly do. You eat two or three, it's a side.
That's an appetizer.
I don't eat three wings in a sitting boss, man. I'll take 6-20 down.
We'll see if they get to me. If it comes back to me.
There's a whole restaurant built around them.
Wings.
So
as an eye.
Then you know what my other side is, bro. And they're not picking that, but J-Cat gets to pick his entree and his first side back to back. That is could be the best back to back pick we've ever had.
It makes me very happy in pantalones.
It's true. All right, we're down the Shine. You know he's a fan of ice cream. Will he take dessert first?
Work backwards.
I'll take the bacon wrap bacon and bacon fat, please. Thank you.
That sounds delicious. You guys, it is Thanksgiving time of the year, and I think that's where everyone's head's going to be, because that's where my head is. The food that we gobble more than any other on Thanksgiving is a turkey, and the best way that you can prepare that, in my opinion, is a fried turkey. I would like fried turkey as my entree.
John, if I pick turkey, were you picking pizza?
No. I'm holding off. I really thought I was going to, like, you had said you had five entrees. I had five entrees. And if I had won this draft, I was just going to figure out what to throw in there. But like most times, this draft never goes as planned. So I will gladly take the fried turkey off the board.
So I'll make that turkey.
Three things that have been picked in the first five picks weren't even on my list.
So I'm making a turkey, it's not deep fried, it's a fried turkey, and I'm using an infrared fryer. Laser. So it's oilless. It's oilless, and you hook it up to a propane, and I'm like kind of nervous about it, but everybody tells me it's the shiznit. So I'm going to try it and see how it works out. You still inject the turkey and all that stuff, so we'll see how it turns out. I'll let you guys know.
The turkey frying stuff, it sketches me out. Every time I'd see people do it and stuff, I'm like, seems so dangerous.
You gotta be smart about it, because what happens?
Yeah,
drinking. Yeah,
yeah.
They like throw it in there and it's like.
J-Cat. Two picks.
Well, there's a lot of ways I could go here, man. Like there's a lot to think about how you want to set up your meal, right? The thought process I had for me was some of my best meals are those comfort meals, right? Those meals that just make you feel like, you know, there's some soul here, and it makes everything good. And I remember seeing my mom pull out a paper shopping bag and some flour and some Lowry's and some garlic salt and some onion powder and some hot sauce and some buttermilk. And when my mom would make fried chicken, home style breaded fried chicken, and you bite into it and it's crunchy and juicy. And it's just, it's one of those euphoric foods that's so bad for you, but it's just so good. And it just warms you and it's delicious and it never disappoints. Fried chicken.
Wow.
Amen to that.
I'm surprised Jake had went with the fried chicken pick.
Yeah. It's on my list. The reason I did because the side that we'd always have with that fried chicken was another comfort staple. And mom
mac and cheese.
Nah, this is even better. This, you can boil them, you can mash them, you can stick them in a stew. But we rock mashed potatoes with the chicken gravy next to the fried chicken every single time. And when I think about just one,
this podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts, but not just any gifts. Real gifts, thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Wonderful, awesome meals, man. Taking a bit of your fried chicken, you know, skin, dipping it into the gravy of potatoes and giving a little bit of that. Oh, it's just perfect, man. I can feel it right now. It's like a Sunday. It's like a Sunday evening meal in the middle of February. And just, it's beautiful. I love it.
Nice. Mashed potatoes are so good. Like homemade ones. They're just so money.
You put a little bit of cream cheese in it. Oh, man.
Always.
Freaking good, man.
All right, Shine.
I'm looking at my list. And I'm thinking I need to be a little strategic on where I'm going with this. I could be content if my Thanksgiving was nothing but fried turkey and beer. So I'm going to take beer as my drink to go with my entree here.
Are you taking, is that like a He-Man pick?
What type are you?
I think you got to specify.
Specify?
Yeah, because it's not
domestic light and cold, an IPA. Do you want a lager?
Can I use
that? I think you could do that. Yes, I think you could go that.
Okay. I was trying to be as general as I could. You guys are going to let me be general? I was going to be general.
Tony Stark says, I don't think so.
I was like, let me just see if that'll let it go or not. See, now I'm like second guessing because I feel like that's a big no, yay or nay.
Because you don't know what beer to pick.
I personally would do an IPA, but
it's by far the most popular beer, I would say. I would say you're probably safe picking that, but
yeah, I'm gonna go with it. Pick your team. Give me my IPA beer.
So light beer is still available. Geez.
But Chad will not vote for you.
Hanging Chad.
This IPA pairs best with almonds.
I'd right, like Bardo. An autumnal mead, please.
So, I'm looking at two beefs and a mash, another starch. Do I save the greatest starch of all time for the third round? I guess it depends. Are you going to let me pick wings? Pizza and wings as a side.
I don't think it's a side. Side's like a vegetable, starch.
I give you a thumbs up, Bobby. Because that's how
I have appetizer.
At meal.
Pizza's my entree, wings are my side.
So we got three.
I
want to
try
down.
The same thing. Don't get me wrong.
I have a hard time arguing it.
Yeah. Like, because he took pizza. Like if he took like a steak and then a side of wings, I think that doesn't work. But when you think about pizza, what is the natural pairing, right? At least
there's
since
another
we've
huge
been...
one that pairs with pizza.
That's but, yeah, you're right.
That's part of his mistake. He might have made a mistake.
Well, we can't pick that first.
No, I'm not. I'm saying pizza.
Who else is going to pick wings? It's too late now.
No, they could pick the other. My second side. Eric won't. Mm-hmm. He's going to have double starches, but you two clowns can.
That's true.
It's unique in that way that it's an entree and it's
is it on the menu side. Does it say sides?
It is on Domino's. I just looked it up. It said pizza and wings. Hold on.
All they serve is pizza. Well, they won't have. They don't have any other wings. Really, I guess they do. They have sandwiches.
They are the worst wings ever. Domino's, your wings suck. I hope you hear this.
Yeah.
Chicken kickers.
What does Wingstop say? Does it say sides, appetizers?
Wingstop.
Give me some of those lemon pepper thighs. Real Rick Ross, baby.
What's the vote?
3-3.
Is that what it was?
Me, Shine, and Rob say yes to wings as a side with pizza.
No, J-Cat said yes.
No, he said yes. Oh.
I said because you took pizza, wings is a viable side. You can't pair wings.
It's a tush push pick.
Yeah, I agree.
Can't stop it.
Yeah. That's why you're wearing that colored t-shirt tonight, aren't you?
As much as I agree with what everyone's saying, it's we can't say no, right?
It's brotherly
yeah,
show.
You can't. You sure cannot. Can. We've bend for way less than, you know, or way more. So, dude, in that pairing, we all know who gets top billing. It's the pizza.
But
it's nice to have some wings with that pizza.
Nobody's like, oh, I want wings and pizza tonight.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, let's get pizza and let's get wings
that doesn't
too.
Matter.
Eric, I know you're just mad because you don't want Bobby to win.
No.
I don't think it's that big a deal.
I get it. Okay.
I don't even know if it's the best side to go with pizza. Right.
I'm just saying if
I just think look at the other one might fall back to me. I could be loaded.
Yeah, you could be straight out at 8 o'clock on the couch.
Fat special.
Get back to you, buddy. I'm sorry.
I'm not taking it because I'm not having double starches. But I am going to throw another wrinkle in there because you all have entrees, so I can wait for my entree.
Ooh.
And I'm going to go to the sweet side.
Oh, God.
Mix it up a little bit. And what is the best dessert? Well, there's a lot. But I'm going to go, I'm going to try to go with a brownie sundae.
Ugh.
A brownie with a scoop of ice cream.
Yes.
Is just flat out delicious. And with the mac and cheese and whatever my other entree is going to be, it's going to pair nice at the end. Little.
You better bring those damn pills and have a bathroom around.
I got my pills, son.
I want to know what entree you're working on because that's the only dessert I really wanted but mine.
There's 740 entrees you could go with.
I don't know.
Like we're all done. Like he's got the world in his hands right now.
I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know if my entree is going to be a big hit though.
It could be in this step.
Cheese swings hard as a side though.
I know. All right, Bomar.
So, you know, the Malakas steak, what do you normally get with a steak? A loaded
frites,
baked potato.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have to go, you get the bacon, get sour cream, the cheese on top of it. Son, let me tell you something.
Twice baked Oreitas?
What?
What is that? Thanks.
Thanks.
I was just joking. You could have it still available. I'm not paying it.
I'm taking loaded baked potato.
Loaded. Well, with a whiskey tenderloin. I don't know. Sorry, but Cammy, I wasn't saying that. I haven't thought about one of those since I live with moms. Tommy DeVito style. All right, loaded baked potato. Back to you, Catman. Back-to-back picks. Catman, what you going to do?
Well, since we were just talking about loaded baked potatoes, and we brought up twice baked potatoes, that's going to be my first pick, twice baked potato. They are absolute fire. My wife makes them homemade, which I couldn't believe when we were dating. She was like, oh, I'm going to make twice bakes tonight. I was like, what? You like make them? Like not microwave them? I put down like two whole potatoes usually because they're cut in half and it feels like it's not that much. But I'm going to pair that with the whiskey glazed tenderloin. And then
I am starving.
Here's the
I think
so hungry.
You know, when you're in the restaurant and you sit down, you first get there, you know, you want to order your drink. And you know, I'm thinking that how I honestly, like back when we first talked about this, I thought like we were picking like a nice meal, not like pizza and wings. And in my mind, like 2 weeks ago, I was thinking holidays. You go out for a nice dinner. What do you and your significant other usually get?
Dress up a little bit.
Yeah, you dress up a little bit, you know, start there, get a nice little glass of wine.
Why are you throwing shit at my teeth?
When it's all said and done, you'll see my, because that's why I'm like not worried about anyone picking what I pretty much
have. This is fine dining, Catman.
This is 1776.
Yeah, fine dining.
Sometimes you got to go Pizza Villa with the boys or ladies or women.
Every once in a while, you got to treat her though on payday.
In case you want to go down a little bit, couple storefronts down, there's 1776 there in Midway Palace Shopping Center.
Uh-huh.
You might want to get a whiskey glazed tenderloin, twice baked potato, and a glass of wine.
Yeah,
that's my drink.
Well, you got to specify a little
I'm red. The only one that gives you red or white on this podcast.
That's not true.
A nice Pinot Noir with that whiskey glazed tenderloin. Oh, the oakiness. Oh, it'd be nice. It'd be very nice.
I did not think that you guys would pick red wine or wine at all.
Well, this is how the draft was going.
What so kind of wine?
There's a run.
Kind of wine?
He said red
I
wine.
I said red wine.
I did say red. Okay.
Yeah.
This is how the draft's going.
To compete with pizza and wings.
God, take wine.
You
round
know,
three.
Bomar wanted that red wine with that steak.
Oh yeah,
and I know.
He's
tasting it right now. He's like the tannin, so like bad. Sitting in his glass right now. It's like
that was my next pick, actually.
Not anymore.
I was like Coors Light.
So it's my
easy, easy now. That pairs well with pizza and wings.
So Jason picked the IPA beer, right?
I did.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to go specific, and I'm going to go with same thing.
St. George.
Like Rob said, right away, you want to drink something to sell. I'm going to go with the plain old Coors Light. Nothing better than a Coors Light with steak and potatoes.
A white wine would have been better than Coors Light.
The mountains
are
blue?
No. That red, and white's too sweet, buddy.
Coors Light with your Delmonico steak.
Yep. I'm a man.
That says Sizzler.
Clearly. All right. I'm going to go.
Bonanza Nights. That Milford there's Bonanza.
Like, there's like no vegetables to pick. I love a lot of vegetables, but like what I'm going for my entree, I don't need a vegetable. I want mac and cheese and I want one of these two sides. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go That's not right. All right. Since potatoes are flying off the board, and I'm going to go double starch, no veggie. Was going to go really? A certain bean. I was going to go bean, but I'm going to go starch. I'm going to go nice little warm with some butter and sweet potatoes. Sweet mm-hmm. potatoes are quite tasty. So I'm going to go sweet potatoes with my mac and cheese as my sides. Maybe a French fry some. Maybe it puts some. It doesn't go well with my entree that I'm working on. I'm working on. Maybe my sides can paint a little picture for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's my thoughts. Speaking out loud. Shine already picked.
Is there another way to speak other than out loud?
Thinking out loud.
Nonverbal.
Shine already picked a drink, which means the drink I want would have to sneak past J-Cat. But I know from previous drafts that J-Cat's number one pick was a Mexican version of a delicious drink. Would he pick fried chicken and soda? Maybe, because beer's off the table. Will he pick... Shine's not picking my starch. J-Cat's not going to pick... He could pick my starch, but he already has potatoes. I'm going with soda. If I had pizza, wings, and soda. Because I still can get my number side, I think.
First, are we talking about Coke? Are we talking about Pepsi?
You pronounced it incorrectly. What? It's not soda.
Sodies. Give me sodies.
Sodies, exactly. You take 12 sodies. A day.
8 to 12 a day. You drink one. You drink a diet soda to erase the sugar.
It cancels out.
Do you think that's true? No. So I'm going sodies.
I so want to should he sodies. Have to take a yes. specific soda?
Yeah, he's got to take a specific soda.
I do. Coke.
Yeah.
Give me pizza, yeah. Pizza, Coke.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Or, I mean, at least like cola, lemon, yeah, lime. But yeah.
I mean, there was a certain soda that hit different at Pizza Hut.
Burt's Beer. That's on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Those red cups were amazing.
Pizza Hut was good.
Yeah.
Deep dish. Some money, bro. Benny and the Jets on the jukebox. Deep dish pizza.
Salad bar.
Book it.
Free mini personal pan pizza because you were literate. What a time.
Or if you
so lied. We went to Seaford to watch Amanda's Trolls. Niece and nephew at the football game. And in Seaford, they still have a Pizza Hut. And she was like,
oh, yeah.
Do you want to go to Pizza Hut? And I'm like, it is too late to go to Pizza Hut right now. But she really wanted to hit Pizza Hut.
Especially in Seaford.
Yeah.
It gets crazy
off of Nylon Boulevard, dog.
But was it like an actual sit down Pizza Hut? Because they're like almost all gone.
Yeah.
Wow. Might have been worth it.
With the stained glass like chandelier over the table.
Memory. Right, sodies off the board. Shine, fried turkey, and IPA. Third pick. The best meals draft.
I'm just a lot of potatoes at sides. Shine. One of my favorite sides. None other than the green bean casserole.
Ooh, that's a solid one, dude.
That. Green beans, a little bit of gravy, the crunchies on top.
Yeah, that's good.
The crunchies.
Jason,
gotta have the crunchy straws.
Jason, remember you were with me when you first tried it?
It's not good.
You need to pick that for your
side. I hated it. I like it.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Oh.
My mom, shout out G-Mom, has been serving green bean casserole in the same dish since 1993, probably. White dish with like these like apples and pumpkins along the side with like a glass top. It's like probably an 8x8. Hate it back then, love it now.
If I could have had it totally my way, I would have had that with the mashed potatoes.
You're right.
Of course you would have. But there's wrenches all over in this draft, Shine.
Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize, maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
The mashed potatoes picked by J-Cat made me swerve to the IPA.
All I'm going to say is if I get a request for a tiebreak vote, and that's one of the...
You ready picking shots, Steve?
You're done, son.
I try not to go to the tiebreaker votes, but if it's like last minute, which it was, I don't
like green bean casserole?
I'm not a big fan. It's not something I go for usually.
16 picks in, it's the first green thing on our list.
It kind of took me out of that shook me what I was going to take next, and now I got to regroup. So I got to think. So
I have green things on my list. I just haven't.
Yeah, I have a bunch of green things on my list.
Stuff is flying right now. Like you always need a punter, right? But like he ain't. Come.
Yeah.
He ain't, son, I really you have a large salad as my entree. You don't even know.
No, that's true.
That's not even an option. They don't have a salad for an entree.
They can't say the salad's not an entree.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Listen, 2 episodes ago. Commercial.
I think I'm just
not going to do it, but if I did, I 100% could do it. If wings are a side, then salad isn't as an entree.
Oh, it can be.
Yeah, a salad like with a grilled chicken on top?
Hold on. I was about to say, it's a specific salad with like a meat on it.
Yeah, sure. I'll do that.
Protein.
Then. Yeah, good luck. Pick a salad. Go ahead.
Yeah. Salad, pull that trigger. Go ahead. Die on that. That's a hill to die on. Go ahead and die on it.
I'm just saying.
Female voters.
How many people from the school district are in this voting pool? How many of those people? Barfing.
Not many of mine haters.
I don't care who you are. You still ain't picking a salad
for best meal.
Yeah, go ahead.
No way. No, yeah, exactly. If our first date diet, and you buy you want a salad, you can't be with me.
That's a like, salad, just, though.
Man, that's an appetizer though. We get that as an appetizer.
It goes well with pizza. That's still a salad.
Goes well with a charcuterie board too.
All right,
I might get a side salad for my dessert, boy. What you know?
All right, so it doesn't matter how I draft these because I'm going to get both these picks anyway. But just so because this is worthy. Y'all know my mom used to brew this stuff in 75-gallon vats. And what is the best complimentary drink to a down-home Sunday cooked meal, right? Fried chicken, mashed potatoes. Oh, and then you take a big old glass of sweet tea and take a swig out of that bad boy. And now you're really working with some Sussex County down home love right there. Give me sweet tea in round three, baby.
So your grandmother's tea.
Can I just vote for J-Cat's team right now?
You just killed my whole plan. I can't J-Cat. Believe that. I knew what I should have that in the third round.
What does your grandmother's tea taste like? Because my grandmother's tea tastes just like
heaven with
McDonald's
a touch of
tea.
Kerosene. What's up? No, go ahead.
My grandmother's tea tastes just like McDonald's tea. Unbelievable.
So
like,
are you putting my grandmother's sweet tea? Is that what I would put that?
Her made sweet
tea. Mom's sweet tea.
Well, no, because then everyone's going to vote. Yeah, yeah. No one's going to vote against her grandma.
It just has to
be sweet tea.
Salty right now.
There are people from...
I messed up.
The United States that don't understand the sweet tea thing. Like I've been stationed with people from other parts of the country and they're just like, I don't know what, and then they have it and they're like, how this is like real? And I'm like, yeah, it's delicious. People make it in the summertime. They put it out on their front porch. Sun tea. No idea.
I am torn on this one. Like I don't know what to do here. I got to do it. It might not get a lot of votes, but this was the greatest vegetable side that went with the meal that I'm rolling with is my mom would make a little vegetable blend called succotash. So you have some lima beans, some corn, some tomatoes in there. It's all slow and it's simmered. Oh, it's the perfect complimentary side to the fried chicken, mashed potatoes, sweet tea. And we're going to go succotash for all my old school people out there in draft lands.
It's like a medley. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but this is just down-home good food right now.
I don't know if I want to be the second to last dessert, although I can't imagine any of you guys would have this on as your dessert, even though each and every one of you love it. So I'm going to go with it. My fourth pick. Not just a brownie, but they're perfect every single time they're made. And we're going to go with Katie's Brownies.
Oh, my goodness. I can't. No.
Katie's Brownies.
Because no one's going to do
no that. One's gonna know. No one's going to know.
If you know, you know. So
good. But if you know, you know. Bobby, that is for sure.
Bobby just said the line that I was going to say. Okay. I'm going to say it from my other side, too. If you know, you know. Wow. I don't want to just put brownies because that's just not the same.
No, it's true because when Katie brings brownies, you eat one. You're not eating just one. You're going back for like two or three more.
It's the same with every brownie.
No.
Okay.
Katie's brownies are so much better than every brownie.
It's different. It's so different. That bag I picked up from Shine was too late by the time I got home.
I don't know what she does do. Whatever she does.
All edge brownie.
She do it right.
Yes, sir.
Katie's brownies. With turkey, though? I don't care. It goes well with
dessert. One dessert.
This is going to be a turkey sandwich and then one of Katie's brownies. I'd be okay
washed
with
down with the green bean casserole.
Really letting that go? I really don't care because it shouldn't help, but
it's brownies. People are going to pick brownies. But everyone knows it's brownies, but Katie's brownies are.
I mean, I pick brownies. So, like, I don't, I mean, so, like.
You pick brownies with ice cream. That's different. You pick
brownie sundae.
It is different.
Yeah, it's completely different.
Because you eat that different. You eat that with a fork. You ain't eating Katie's brownies with a fork, bruh. That's straight right. Mitts.
Okay. Why don't
you
ice cream?
I can tell you it's middle finger, thumb with like maybe the pointer there just to make sure it doesn't fall on the ground. That's how you eat Katie's brownies.
And that first bite is like 73% of the brownie, and then the rest is just edges.
So I had this entree all mapped out, but since Shine picked fried turkey, I could just pick baked turkey. I could just pick a turkey.
Yeah.
Goes well with
really?
Cheese. Turkey.
It really could.
Goes well with sweet potatoes.
I totally agree.
How's that feel, Eric? I'm just, what are you feeling
like
right now?
I don't I've like never that at all. Pick turkey.
You picked a fried turkey. Yeah. I might take a Delmonico steak with like a little less fat than Bowmore's.
So you have the same team. All right. Well,
hate right now.
It's essentially
the same thing I picked.
But you did pick a hold on. You said brownie sundae though, right? Because a brownie sundae.
A brownie with ice cream.
Yeah. No, brownie.
Usually with like a
brownie
caramel
sundae.
Drizzle.
A brownie with ice cream. What do you mean?
That's not the same thing as brownies.
I do have a different pick if you really want me to pick.
I don't. I just find it hard to believe that all five of you think that that's okay. But okay, it's fine.
I'll go the other route.
No,
I will.
You don't, Jake? You're talking about how good they are. That's speaking up to how crazy this is.
No, I don't understand. They're two totally different desserts. Like a brownie is a brownie. You put you have a brownie sundae. Like one can be eaten with your hands. One has to be eaten with a spoon because you don't eat ice cream with a fork or whatever. Like they're different brownies. Desserts.
Like one, I'll grab in the kitchen and it's gone before I can hit the couch. The other is like its own whole.
No, I understand like, one of the components of your dessert is a brownie, but
that's 50%.
No, it's not. There's three things in a brownie sundae. Four things, if you really
want
to get five things. All right, so let's roll with it.
Ice cream,
brownie
and
ice cream
is what I picked.
Whipped cream, cherry.
Don't eat
shame.
All that. Hate cherries.
That's
well,
six
things. Don't need that.
Well, what if it's an ice cream a brownie sundae with Katie's brownie as the base?
So, all right, bro,
you didn't specify.
I think Eric, all right, so if Eric puts brownie with ice cream and then Jason has to put brownie, is that a good, like, happy medium?
Yeah.
No, he wants Katie's brownie. That's fine.
I don't want just plain brownie.
No, I'm trying. Because honestly, like, I think a brownie with ice cream is better than just a brownie. Oh, and I've never had Katie's brownies. So I don't know. So that pick, Jason's team means nothing to me.
Right.
I know. He already has green bean casserole. We're aware. I hope there's a tiebreaker between
No, I'm trying to be seriously, like 2 weeks ago, Autumn made brownies and I put vanilla ice cream with it one night and she just had the plain brownie. Those are two distinctly different desserts. Because I wanted ice cream. And she just had the brownie.
Ice cream.
So they're different. I would say they're different. But the Katie's brownies thing is what's the like the controversy here. So
the real controversy is I'm almost certain I saw Gabriel eat one today and I looked around. I didn't see any. I'm kind of wondering where they are.
Yo, he's a stash of Katie's brownies somewhere in your house and you don't know.
Is it wrapped in tinfoil? Like
I swear he had one today.
You better sniff them out, boy.
Who made those? Or where are they? When did we make those?
All right. enough. We're in the fourth round and French fries are still available. I mean, I almost thought I'd go side salad just to be somewhat healthy, but at this point, I'm going for the gusto. Just give me French fries, pizza wings, and fries.
I left steak fries out there. Shame on me.
Couldn't have. I went mashed potatoes, bro.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it.
Are you doing shoestring, Bobby? Or just.
Yeah,
we leaving. Arby's curly fries?
No, French fries. We're saying French fries. You know what a French fry is.
Cut fries Pizza Villa. Cash only, baby. Let's roll.
Different types of pizzas or different types of fries. You make your plate. This is your dream plate right now.
Just salty about the sweet tea thing right now because I don't know. I don't have a drink to pick.
So Dr. Salt. I'm just gonna pick Dr. Entree. Salt. It's a new drink.
I'm gonna pick my entree because I need more time to think about my drink. So I'm going with a holiday season's coming up. If you don't like turkey, you're probably gonna eat a nice big old fat juicy spiral ham. Give me a nice baked ham, glazed
rum ham.
Whatever brand, it could be rum ham. Yeah. I'm gonna go ham.
Or Virginia ham.
Delicious.
Hamilton Porter, let's go, baby.
Spiral you can get on the way back from the Great Massapongo Clam Shack.
Yes, you can, baby.
When you visit.
Stop into Stuckish. Get a pecan roll and a spiral ham.
Leftover ham for the next couple of days is unbelievable.
So good. So
hanging
good.
On the football like a
with,
homeless man trying to steal a Christmas.
Yellow mustard.
5,280.
Who's the ham?
You're I'm gonna break me, the foot off of your John Brown hind parts and hold my football, Petey.
Ham's just funny, man.
He eats ham, nothing but ham.
You can't go ham.
All right. I'm gonna have to go dessert. I make this every holiday for Thanksgiving and Christmas for everybody or for my family. I'm gonna have to go with cheesecake.
Ooh.
Cheesecake is freaking unbelievable. And it goes with anything for dessert.
Yes. So. Speaking of, I have a slice from the Cheesecake Factory in my fridge I need to go grab. Thank you for reminding me.
So, wait, are you – what type of cheesecake?
Plain cheesecake.
New York cheesecake.
Yeah, New York-style cheesecake.
Graham cracker crust.
Graham cracker crust.
Dang.
Yep.
Cherries on top or no?
No, nothing on top, son. Don't put that fruit on top.
I've been prepping that pick to come back to me. That was my next pick, 100%. I'm so angry right now.
You got back-to-back picks, Cam. I don't know what you're going to do now.
Yeah, I know. Oh, that's right. There's one, isn't it?
There's one more dessert out there that's, like, worthy. Actually, J-Cat, Amanda said your favorite dessert.
Oh, boy.
I wasn't going to drop that.
But a chocolate eclair?
No. It's a cake.
It's me, right?
Yeah.
You got the last two, boy. Round off the plate.
Man. All right, well, I need to call an audible because I can't do dessert right now because Bo just took mine. So I need a vegetable. Been sitting on these all night.
Glazed carrots.
Oven roasted carrots.
No.
Yeah.
I was just joking. I do like them.
Yeah, they're banging. A little bit of butter glaze, some thyme, a little bit of salt and pepper. Bake them in the oven, slice them down the middle.
Rob, your meal is definitely eaten with a tablecloth and under candlelight. 100%.
That's what I thought. Beef tenderloin,
baked potato, red wine, and some oven roasted carrots. I definitely wanted to top it off with some cheesecake. I know you did.
Oh, yeah. I'm like bugged right now.
He's reeling.
Because I had four desserts.
And me and Rob's team are very similar.
One is a brownie. So I can't take that clearly.
Well, I mean, I guess you could.
Regular brownies.
Just take a brookie. I mean, it's
half. Oh, yeah, because like, we got Katie's brownie. And then
take Autumn's brownies.
I could just take a regular brownie or a brookie.
Cosmic brownies with the
crunch. You're taking the brookie,
yeah.
With a brookie with tenderloin. Get out of here.
I'm going molten chocolate cake, like chocolate lava cake.
Molten lava. Nice. Yeah.
That was on my list.
Well
that's going to be my five. That's 1776 or
oh, yep. Yeah.
Third edition.
1885, we'll wherever they back. What I got in the Midwest.
Third
Listen,
edition
I don't
steakhouse
like chocolate
dinner.
Too much, but molten chocolate cake is unbelievable.
Molten cake. Delicious. All right, Bomar, rounding out your team. What you need, a side?
I need another side. It needs to be a veggie side. And I'm going to have to go with fresh.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Sauteed green beans.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Salt and pepper. Mm-hmm. And a frying pan. Oh, man. They're so good.
A little bit of garlic in there, too.
A little bit of garlic. Mm-hmm. You know, fry them up to, like, they're kind of like just a little bit charred on the outside a little bit. Oh, man. Mm. I'm not saying this. I'm on, like, a steak and my little baked potato cheesecake and my beer.
If I had to compare Robin Bo's team, I'm picking Bo's, man. Them carrots, honey. No carrots.
I can't believe neither. In my opinion, not that you guys were wrong, but asparagus would have went well with both of them.
Yeah.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. I don't like asparagus.
Rob needs greens on there.
Makes my teeth smell stinky.
It's not good. It's like a bitter vegetable. It just
love asparagus.
Does anybody else have side spit?
Side spit?
Doesn't matter. It's your last bit.
I have a side to
pick.
Shine
does. Oh.
I was going to pick. Well, he's not going to pick this. I was going to pick Brussels sprouts, but I was like, oh,
yeah,
good. Nobody's going to bid for it.
No, they're
awful. They're banging already.
You ain't having them right.
Yeah. You're saying Brussels sprouts are banging, but you don't like asparagus. Get out of here.
They're not good. That's why everyone puts bacon with it.
No, I have 3 nights
or give it any flavor whatsoever.
What? Brussels sprouts?
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of bacon, I got a hack for y'all. You sprinkle, maybe you know this, I never knew it. You sprinkle some flour on your bacon before you bake it in the oven, and it absorbs the grease, and it makes the bacon like unbelievably crispy.
Sounds good to me. I think you're onto something with this bacon and mashed potatoes bit.
You never had a loaded baked potato, man. Come on.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's why it's so good,
so
too.
I got to get a pick, this pick. I don't know what to do for my drink. That sweet tea was exactly what I want. If I pick unsweetened tea, it's going to be like, I just feel like no one's going to pick that over sweet tea, but like a little bit of lemon, just a little bit of sugar or something. I know it's not the same. I just feel like it's going to be overshadowed by the sweet tea. I really consider picking water, ice water, but then, like who's going to want that? Like most people drink it. And now I'm thinking like, do I do like a lager or like a pilsner, like to go with my beer? Or to go with my ham, but I'm going to go. I just thought of it. Wasn't on my list. I'm going to go with something else that's sweet. I don't know if it's often people drink it with dinner that much. I mean, you can clearly. Kids certainly do. But I'm going to go with lemonade. Nice, sweet country home lemonade with some ham, mac and cheese, sweet potatoes.
Lemonade.
So I'm going to go. I don't know what else to do. I'm frazzled. Feel defeated.
You try to get That's fancy. Not... You try to get too cute. Too much French pastry, not enough Krispy Kreme.
I think it's good. What do you got? Ham?
Yeah. Sweet potatoes, mac and cheese.
I will say that was a good pick going with a drink like that.
You boys know something. I'm just thinking that. This just popped up my head. Bobby picked Grant's favorite food.
He's going hot dogs for his dessert.
I think a lot of people's favorite food. Let's be honest. My meal is being eaten significantly more than all of your meals throughout the course of the year. You're eating my meal about 20 times a year. You're eating yours about 3.
Yeah, fast food, 50. Basically.
All right, 50. You're right.
Pretty much.
Once a week.
That's because you can't find his or Rob's meal just anywhere.
You
get pizza and wings multiple places.
I know. Why? Because it's the bomb. All right. My dessert pick is I would have liked the brownie with ice cream. I need something chocolate. I got a lot of grease on my team. I'm going to go with the Italian dessert, tiramisu.
Yeah, knew it was coming.
Give me a little lady fingers. Oh. Espresso soaked lady fingers with some whipped cream and mascarpone cheese. And it's just light.
after all that heaviness, you want to get a light, elegant end to that meal and be miserable for the next 2 hours.
Nobody in the history of the world has eaten tiramisu after eating pizza and wings.
Yeah, what else do I have? What other choice do I have?
I don't know.
Mama Maria. Mama Maria has.
Chocolate chip cookie.
Messed up.
Gelato.
Gelato was an option, but, you know, at least tiramisu is an Italian.
Rita's.
That's what I was going to say, but I'm kind of glad that no one picked, like, we don't have any name brand things. Right.
Yeah. Oh,
we didn't go mind. Franchises.
Well, you picked Orida twice. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No, you can. They sell them in restaurants. Places have toast.
I've never had one.
Missing out, kid.
All right, Shine. Closing it down. Followed by JK.
I know what I'm picking here. And then I was looking at my team, and it's just like, it's incomplete because in my head, I would also add what will probably be my three picks after the draft as well to my meal. But when I'm looking at it, fried turkey, green bean casserole, beer brownies, that's all after basically. But with the fried turkey and green bean casserole, I think it's only appropriate to add stuffing to my 100%. to my meal here.
Yeah.
I was hoping you were gonna flub that and pick something else. If you didn't have stuffing on your team with turkey, there's something wrong with you. If you couldn't have mashed potatoes.
But there's like other things here that I would totally want to include, but we'll talk about that in just a few minutes.
Stuffing is so, I love stovetop. Stuffing is so good. All right. J-Cat, owner of the Corner Cafe.
This is a no-brainer.
The best.
This is a no-brainer right here. With this meal, the only thing I'm looking to have is, once again, we're going to bring Mum back into this. And my Mum's banana pudding was absolutely amazing. And you throw her banana pudding on the end of a meal like this, and it's a send-off like none other. It is the piece de resistance. It is the pudding de banana, my friend. It's amazing. Vanilla wafers, vanilla pudding, bananas. Whipped cream, usually Cool Whip, because that's how we rolled in my household. Let's go. Banana pudding is delicious, and it is the perfect complement to my Sussex County Sunday meal of love.
Do you know why it's so good after that meal? Because it's late, and you can eat a lot of it. Because you don't want to eat dessert after eating fried chicken and everything else that you put in there. I'm telling you right now. That was a great pick.
How can any voter look? I'm looking at all six teams and possibly make a decision. I guess you just go with your favorite meal.
Yeah.
Because all bangers.
I hope they look at the whole team and not just like, I like fried chicken, I'm picking that. Or I
like
that
cheese,
pizza.
I think that cheesecake sent me over top of Rob there.
We have similar teams. Oh, man. But. Cheesecake or chocolate?
Yeah, we start with very fine dining, and we end with Hee Haw. If you look at the draft order.
All right, so J-Cat, like, I have quite a few, like, whole teams left.
Yeah.
Can we all pick one final,
An idea. Why don't you pick three things that you would add to your entree instead of just other things?
No, because there's so many things we didn't talk about that I wanted to pick.
All right.
I have a whole nother avenue I would have gone down.
Yeah, like what would your other like five picks been or four picks?
All right, so I was thinking about chicken parmesan, Caesar side salad, side of meatballs, a Negroni for my drink, and then like a cannoli for my dessert. So that would have been what I would have went with if I would have went chicken parm.
I had lasagna.
Oh, you know what you're talking about?
Well, that's pasta. I'm thinking like garlic bread with that and chocolate chip cookie. But no one went Italian. I know. That was tough to not do it.
That's what I almost did. It was between fried chicken and the chicken parm because Shine took a fried turkey. And I was like, well, most people who fry turkeys are dead because they put them in there frozen and they, you know, burn their house down. So I was like, they can't be alive to vote for that. So we're good.
Shine? What team you got left?
Deviled eggs. No one talked about deviled eggs.
Ooh. Oh, so good.
The Hawaiian rolls, like the
King's Hawaiian.
The Hawaiian roll, like those things are money. And then my uncle makes this specific, like we call it our Spanish pork and rice. It's freaking so good. So good. But because I was going with Katie's brownies, felt like I couldn't then go ahead and do that too. So that would be my three. Also, I have a quick question. Has anyone ever had turducken before?
Yes. Like John Madden used to get?
No.
You can order those.
I know. I was like, that was going to be what I thought I was going to need as my entree. So I'm
sure it's good.
I was like, so good. Turkey, duck, and duck. Chicken?
Can't I love duck. Bad.
Oh.
All right. My alternate team would be crabs, corn on the cob, fried chicken as a side, strawberry shortcake, and I don't care about the drink. You could, I would have matched a beer or soda or something, but crabs.
Hush puppies, son. You, come on, man.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
I thought you were going to pick crabs, bro.
Yeah, I can't believe that hasn't been.
Speaking of crabs, guess what I'm having for Thanksgiving? Crabs.
Speaking of crabs, guess what?
Turkey and crabs, right. Baby.
I was going to go.
Scott could have picked a side of crabs.
That'd be awesome.
Grab legs.
I'm going to go tacos/fajitas and then side of rice, grilled corn on the cob, and margarita with that. Dessert probably doesn't really matter. Anything with that. So I would have went like the Mexican route and any of those.
So I would kind of have been similar again. I would have done beef brisket, smoked beef brisket, unbelievable. Shaved Brussels sprouts, a house salad, and then peanut butter pie is unbelievable. And for a drink, I would probably do like beer again or something.
Nice. Catman?
A lot of stuff's already kind of been taken. I had smoked turkey. That hadn't really been brought up yet. New York strip steak, lasagna, and chicken parm. That's like pretty much my top five there, but you guys already talked about that. Like garlic mashed potatoes, just that little bit of garlic makes a difference. Broccoli was my other. I like steamed broccoli.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't, but I that's usually like the vegetable I'll go with if I have to get one. And then for drinks, I had 7 and 7, like whiskey and Sprite or whiskey and 7.
Yes,
up.
Sir. Yes, sir. A little secret 7.
Good, yeah, it's just a good beverage to have that you can like sip, and it doesn't taste overly alcoholic or. Yeah, and that was kind of it. That's all I had left.
And I know Bobby kind of talked about it right before we started drafting, but I highly considered going eggs, sausage, bacon, cinnamon rolls, and orange juice. And it would have been a money meal. Like,
yeah.
I was either thinking waffles or eggs, but I was like, just that breakfast, packed breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Breakfast is the best meal of the day. Yeah. Like, I'm always excited in the morning. I'm serious. Sausage, eggs, coffee.
Some rolls.
Waffles.
First entree, waffles.
Yeah, definitely. I considered it when breakfast, because my mind was one way and I was like, oh, waffles. Like,
all right, boys, that was the best meal draft. I think we did a pretty good job. A lot of stolen picks, a lot of strategy involved.
Strategy.
But before we wrap it up, we're going to take another trip to the last time. To the corner cafe.
Oh, I don't like goodbyes. Bam, bam.
For the final edition of the corner cafe, we're going to go with something real easy. It's a life hack that everybody needs to know about. My man Jordan on the TikTok machine gave everybody a recipe for restaurant style ranch dressing. I made it 3 days ago. It's very simple. Okay. You get some McCormick mayonnaise with lime, a packet of Hidden Valley Ranch, buttermilk ranch, like dip or dressing, you know, mix or whatever, a cup of buttermilk, some chopped up dill, and you mix it together. A little bit of sour cream, like a little squeeze of sour cream, and you mix it all together, and it creates the restaurant style ranch you get at like nicer style restaurants, right? So it doesn't taste like, you know, all the like the store bought stuff. Guys, when I tell you, it made an absurd amount of ranch, and it's the best ranch dressing I've ever had. I put it on just about, I make excuses to put it on things. Like my meals are now focused around what can I put this restaurant style ranch on? It's unbelievable. I dipped a corn dog in it earlier and it was awesome. If you can dip corn dog in ranch and it is amazing, then it is worth it. So do yourself a favor. You can find it. It's out there. It's easy, real simple recipe. Make yourself some restaurant style ranch. You'll thank me later. Guys, it's so good.
Before we wrap it up, we're going to do a couple questions. Well, just one question, one listener question. It's a quick one too. One listener asks, gel or foam hand soap? Gel or foam hand soap? Shine, what do you go with?
Definitely going foam. Less gooey.
J-Cat?
Foam all day. Bath and Body Works or Bed Bath Beyond. One of those places has like soap things all the time, and my wife goes on and gets them. And they're great. Right now, I have apple pumpkin foam at the main sink in the kitchen. I wash my hands 17 times a day just to get a hold of that bad boy.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Foam soap rules. It's like the fluffiness.
Yeah.
The other one doesn't feel like it's cleaning anymore. Like, because we're used to foam soap now. I don't know.
I was about to say the opposite. Gel, son. All day long. I worked at a pharmaceutical plant. And, dude, they tested the men coming out of the bathroom, and we had foam and gel actually washed your hands better, but it also specified on how long you washed your hands. So, but gel all day long, foam.
Batman.
I'm going to say gel. You got Myers Clean Day soap all throughout the house. So it's okay. Gel. That's what I'm used to. So I don't dislike foam, but.
Berto?
Foam, instant suds.
Yeah. It just feels clean.
I feel like you don't
think anyone that is cleaner than Bobby. So I think my pick is along with Bobby's that we got that one right.
Well, boys, before we wrap it up, just a reminder that if you'd like to try Magic Mind, the link will be at the bottom of the voting page and in the episode description. Use the special code LIFE20 to get an extra discount. If you subscribe, you get a big discount too. Before we do our closing thoughts, also give some closing thoughts on the season, just to kind of review to the listeners and for you guys. Way back, beginning of the season, we drafted ice cream, emojis, 60s songs, catchphrases, the best days of the year, cookies, colors, villains, the worst exercises, and we drafted our best meals. So this, all in all, season 6, I mean, we're talking now 60 episodes deep. We had some good topics this season, I think. We're staying strong and steady. So not only talk about this episode, but closing thoughts on the season as well. Catman?
The season was good. I think I had probably maybe my best showing in a while this past season, which was nice. Not many times was I last this season. I only think a couple, maybe. Once again, we always throw these ideas out and we're like, ooh, that might be tough. And then we still have a list of things we could talk about an hour and a half later. So I think it just shows how broad the topics are and how we could take anything and draft anything, because that's what we do. Place a draft.
I mean, you got 2 6th place finishes this season, just so you know.
That's it.
Some last.
That's it.
It's better than 2 not last first place finishes. What? No. Yeah.
No. What?
Yeah.
Scratch that. Omar?
I think the season was good. It was, like you said, a wide range of topics. It was fun for me. I started off pretty strong throughout the whole season. And then the last two or three episodes, man, you guys let me down. My fellow podcasters voted me down the draft board here.
So, did I just say you
coming? Coming off your, you had a first place finish, then you had a bye week, and you've had 3 5th place finishes since then.
Yeah,
the bye week hurt you, Bomar. The bye week hurt you. But
awful,
to be
man.
Fair, all a couple, a lot of people are very close in the rankings. Like it's a lot closer than some might think. It's gonna be a close finale for sure. Shine.
Your comments there give me hope that my last 2 weeks, first and second place finish, maybe pulled me at least out of the cellar for the season and maybe a respectable somewhere in the middle. But I'm not expecting more than that. I think I was kind of like all over the map all season long. I enjoyed the emojis draft. That was something I was looking forward to doing for a long time. Obviously, the exercise draft was actually more fun for me than exercising would ever be. And now I'm going to head off before season 7 and try to attack some of these dishes that we just drafted tonight.
J-Cat?
Looking back on in a broad scope of it, 60 episodes, that's ridiculous, right? Like, when we were first starting this thing, who would have thought that we'd be rocking strong 60 plus episodes? You throw the Birdo tapes in there, man. It's crazy, right? Just cool. Had a lot of fun this season, as I usually do with this group of fine fellows, as they would say. So just a lot of fun again. And let's keep on going, man. We've got topics. We can pretty much, like Catman said, we can pretty much draft anything, talk about anything, which is cool. So a lot of good things to come. Still got some things in the chamber and loaded up for everybody. As for the season, whoo, what a roller coaster ride that was for me. All over the board. I mean, I can't even begin to describe. Like, it was just wild swings, you know. Like, so here we go. I'm hoping that my Sunday evening meal maybe gets me back on the podium. Maybe hopefully get me up in the leaderboard a little bit. But yeah, it was a good season all along, personally. Just a lot of fun drafting and a lot of fun spending some nights with my boys.
Before we get to Birdo, next season, we already got some things planned. Another music draft coming up. I'm sure we'll do more foods. But overall, we got some good ideas. Probably have a new segment by someone else on the podcast. And then might go back to trivia questions. Might have the listeners suggest some topics again. We'll see what they come up with. But lots of ideas, staying strong into the new year, 60 episodes strong. Let's get it. Umberto?
This season, I started off in last place with the ice cream draft. And at some point, I went on a streak of first, and a second, which got me three in a row and then a second, if I recall correctly, and got me shook.
Three in a row and a fourth.
Oh, okay. And at this point, you would think like I could coast. I knew I couldn't coast. I have a feeling I'm close, but I think it's closer than I would have thought. I needed to get some podium finishes. Got one tonight. Not sure how pizza is going to compare to the other ones. If people look at the list and they see the steak, the ham, the turkey, are they going to go, I'm going with pizza? I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But it is fun. I love seeing you guys. I love being creative and being silly. I did win season 5. It would be great to go back-to-back seasons, but I know it's tough. That's tough. So the verse I will leave you for this final episode is Philippians 4:6.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe and thanks for listening. Kaboom!
Right, boys, ready to rock and roll. 60s is good, man.
That's right, boys. Life's good right now. Life's good.
That's right, boys. I'm ready not to be in sixth place. Finally, better boys. Kids are better.
That's right. Getting ready to draft this. This is probably like one of my favorite ones.
That's right, boys. Great vacation. That's right, boys. What's Dev going right now? That's right, boys. First place out of like 25, 30 chilies. That's right, boys. Leaving tomorrow. It's supposed to be 80, or Friday. It's supposed to be 83 degrees.
Boys, you just don't know. I got 3 haircuts in 24 hours.
That's right, boys. I'm going to take this one. I'm going to win it. I'm going to become number one. I don't even know. When was the last time I won? It's been a long time. I'm ready. That's right, boys. I had a family come to town.
Yeah, boys. It's just
a light beer commercial.
Hey. It's just busy, busy, busy right now.
Hey, boys. I had a mower go down. That's right, boys. Cold.
That's right, boys. I'm going to do old Dilty. Chee-hoo!
The waves were great.
Yeah, boys. It's Sir Guy Wings. That summer house was really good. That's right, boys. Got the Falcon beat down last second.
That's right, boys. First firecracker.
That's right. Those dumplings are special. That's right, boys. Sam Howe. That's right, boys. Just remember that.
That's right, boys. And on a better note, I just got a text message from my daughter, and she got into the radiology tech program. She got accepted to it. So,
since I didn't say it last time, shout out Mars Roll.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you. When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat, and boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.